You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose. Brian is off today. We've got Tom Puckett in the newsroom, Jim Stelliano producing, and here we go this morning. Big questions after the Trump-Biden face-off in Atlanta.
Move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
President Biden brushing off concerns about his debate performance, telling reporters afterwards in Atlanta that it is, quote, hard to debate a liar. Republicans saying it was a sad and embarrassing night for the president. More from Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
There is no question this is not the night that the Biden campaign wanted or needed. They were going into this hoping that the president's performance would put to rest those remaining concerns about his age. He had a rough start. He was rambling. He struggled at times to collect his thoughts.
Vice President Kamala Harris afterwards talking to ABC, dismissing concerns about President Biden's hoarse voice and seeming disoriented at the start of the debate.
You know, there was a slow start, but a strong finish. And the bottom line is this: let us not decide the outcome of who's going to be president of the United States based on a 90-minute debate.
ABC News political director Rick Klein with some post-debate analysis.
It's overall kind of a sad moment for anyone involved. You couldn't watch this and think, wow, we have two just terrifically inspirational candidates who are talking about the future of the country.
Here on WBEN last night, we had complete analysis as soon as the debate ended with David Bellavia, Joe Beamer, Carl Calabrese, and Jack O'Donnell. Here's political strategist Carl Calabrese.
You know, there may only be 4 years of difference in age between the two, but tonight it looked like 40-plus years difference in age. I wondered early on in the debate how Biden was going to get through the 90 minutes.
A new CNN poll shows 67% of debate watchers thought Trump won the debate compared to 33% for Joe Biden. We're asking you at WBEN.com, how are you feeling after the CNN debate? Concerned, sad, angry, or hopeful? Let's bring up those results right now. And 36% say they're concerned, 18% sad, 45% hopeful. You can check in with us on the right side of the page at WBEN.com. We've got a lot more for you coming up this morning. We'll have St. Joe Collegiate Institute debate moderator Ted Lina joining me at 6:50 this morning. Rick Klein live at 7:20. Carl Calabrese at 7:50. And Jeffrey Skelly from 5:38, the polling unit, is going to be on at 8:30 this morning. In other news, the first criminal charges related to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, announced 2 years after the tragedy. Two people indicted this week, including the former Uvalde school police chief.
Investigators found children inside Robb Elementary waited more than 1 hour for help from police, despite frantic 911 calls during the shooter's rampage. Surveillance video shows dozens of heavily armed and shielded officers crowding the halls outside the classroom, finally taking down the shooter 77 minutes after the carnage began. An official tells ABC News former Chief Arredondo, one of the first officers to arrive on the scene, now faces 10 charges of child endangerment. He surrendered last night and was released on $10,000 bond.
That's Andrea Fujii reporting. Here in home in Western New York, the Lackawanna City Council last night voted to amend the mayor's budget and reduce a tax increase. WBEN Zach Penkew was in Lackawanna to get the story.
The Lackawanna City Council amends the mayor's tax levy increase to 4.5% instead of 23.6% during last night's meeting. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz explained how the city council was able to rework the numbers.
For the last 36 hours or so, I've been working with city officials, the mayor's office, the council, others in finance and law, to figure out ways to try to reduce that proposed tax increase. I made recommendations for them to take advantage of in their budget, which they did. And then we also found that the county had allocated through money from legislators Baskin and Gilmore $400,000 for the city of Lackawanna last year as part of an urban initiatives grant, and $400,000 this year. So it's $800,000 that was coming to Lackawanna that they did not have as a revenue in their budget. So that money's already been approved by the county. It's just they didn't have it in their budget. So that helped reduce the tax rate even more.
One resident who was able to sit in for the meeting shared her thoughts in the vote.
I think there's a lot of frustration because we have a mix of older homeowners who can't afford the increase and newer homeowners who came here thinking that this would be the best bang for their buck because of our affordable housing, and this is putting them in a situation that creates more hardship than they need as new homeowners. And it's very frustrating considering a few months ago they were told we were in a good fiscal situation.
Zach Penkew, WBEN.com News.
Zach, thank you. Buffalo Schools teacher is on administrative leave after Amherst police say he had an inappropriate online relationship. On May 28th, Amherst police say they received a report of 36-year-old Stephen DeMart being involved in an online relationship with what was believed to be a 13-year-old girl. After an investigation conducted by Amherst detectives, the Special Victims Unit, DeMart was charged with attempted endangering the welfare of a child. DeMart issued an appearance ticket and released. Buffalo Public Schools issued a statement saying, "The district was made aware of an allegation against Stephen DeMart, and he was immediately placed on paid administrative leave on May 29th, pending an investigation. The district is unable to comment on personnel matters." The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in a 5-4 decision that a bankruptcy judge cannot allow Purdue Pharma to receive protection from future lawsuits as part of a bankruptcy deal.
So in this suit, the family who operated the company known as Purdue Pharma agreed to settle opioid-related cases with a $6 billion deal. However, it also means that the family is released from future liability. Justice Neil Gorsuch writing that the family could have filed for bankruptcy. However, it instead chose to leverage the company's bankruptcy to their advantage.
Sackler family members no longer are on the company's board. A migrant accused of shooting at two New York City police officers claims the gun allegedly used in the crime was smuggled into the migrant shelter he was staying in.
19-year-old Bernardo Raul Castro Mata was arraigned yesterday for shooting two officers who tried to arrest him for driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Prosecutors say he told the police a Venezuelan gang is smuggling guns into migrant shelters here in New York using food delivery bags to do so.
That's Connor McShane. Castro Mata is from Venezuela and was arraigned on 20 charges related to the shooting. Search continuing in the Bahamas for Taylor Casey. She's the American woman who went missing there while attending a yoga retreat June 19th. Brian Entnin is in the Bahamas. He spoke with some of the people who attended that.
I've spoken to several of them. Some are upset with the retreat, with the organization, saying that they weren't told that there was a missing woman, that there's no posters. You know, it's supposed to be sort of an inclusive, community-loving environment. They were wondering, why aren't we even praying or having some kind of special session, hoping for a positive outcome in all of this? There was one woman I met who actually left. She said she was so displeased with the way it was handled and so concerned that she packed up, left, took a boat back to the mainland, and is now on her way back to the United States.
Taylor's family remaining in the Bahamas, aiding in the search for her.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for a gorgeous start to the day and into the afternoon. Temperatures near 80 degrees. We will have clouds increase a little bit later into the evening. And for our overnight, only dropping to around 70 degrees. We'll pick up the breeze as well, and we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms into the day on Saturday. Some localized heavy downpours and also potential for gusty winds. Temperatures for the day will be near 80 degrees. For Sunday, system finally passes by. We dry out with highs in the mid-70s. With our exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Autumn Lewandowski.
Ed Lina, debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute, is on the WBEN live line. Ted, you joined us yesterday to preview the debate, and I don't think anyone expected what we got last night. What did you think?
Good morning, Susan. And you're absolutely right. I sat there and I felt extremely sad and dejected watching what was going on. What kept entering my mind is this is not just an American election. The world is watching this. Our allies and adversaries are watching this. And Biden isn't just a candidate for president. He is the president. And you have to ask yourself, looking at both of these men, is this the best our nation has to offer? The reason I say that is I paid close attention to the debate, and they did ask very substantive questions. Unfortunately, each candidate didn't answer the questions in detail, as a person running for that office should have answered it. They frequently left time on the clock, and the moderators would ask President Biden and Trump if they would like to use the time remaining to answer the question. But I do think there was a winner last night, and I'll tell you who the winner was. The double haters and those that do not vote. We have a very large number of people that do not vote in this country. And last night, the double haters and the non-voters were given ammunition. And if you don't mind me saying, I wrote down why I believe that. And I think anybody would be hard-pressed to, in detail, explain the answers given on the border, Social Security, and the economy. What stands out to me is what they were passionate about. Who's the worst president in history? Who's the biggest liar? This man will cause World War III. He will destroy democracy. Who is the biggest criminal? And lastly, who's the better golfer? What a tragedy.
Yeah, you did say yesterday, I remember, that style will trump substance. And it did.
Correct.
I mean, style has risen to the top, and that is Biden's performance, isn't it?
Correct. Debates do have defining moments. And the defining moment here is not what is said, but the demeanor of the candidates. And there's no need to beat a dead horse. You know, by all accounts, Biden, the bar was very low, and he didn't reach that bar.
You remember the Kennedy-Nixon debate.
Yes.
If you listened to it, Nixon won. If you watched it, Kennedy won. But last night, whether you were watching or listening to this debate, it seems that it would be hard to miss a struggling president.
Absolutely. You know, he was slurring his speech, lost his train of thought. You could see he was struggling. And in terms of the optics, as soon as I saw the president, I did feel bad for him because he did not look well. He looked very pale. And everybody's talking about age, and I like that they asked the question of what age you will be at the end of the term, and obviously it's 82 and 86. And I'm imagining how would President Biden be, not in 4 years, next year? Because you can see clearly that during this term, there's been some issues that have been more pronounced.
What about the nonverbal cues, the body language that we also talked about yesterday?
Well, Trump is a salesman. He sells his name. He sells himself. And he stands very erect. Obviously, the media's counterpoint to Biden struggling is that Trump is a liar, which means there are no winners. So we have a candidate that cognitively is struggling, and according to the media, a liar. So there are no winners here then. And Trump is extremely confident when he speaks. Regardless of whether or not you believe him or not, he does present himself very well. Biden, obviously, last night was struggling.
You had concerns about the moderators last night for being biased. But what did you think about them after this debate?
I thought overall that both moderators did a fairly good job. I thought the questions that they asked were presented very well. What's very important is they didn't debate the debaters. They didn't interject themselves in the debate. And they let the candidates answer the questions. And when they didn't fully answer the question, they would ask them, would you like to use your remaining time to address this issue further, which is something you shouldn't have to do in a debate. Normally, you have to stop people from talking. Last night, it was very frequently, I should say, they had remaining time on the clock, and they were given 2 minutes to answer a question. And that should not be too hard to fill when you're talking about something as big as inflation, the border, Social Security, abortion, and the issues that affect this nation.
Yeah.
And that was another cause for concern for me, the lack of substance from the candidates at times.
Well, Ted, thank you. Always appreciate talking to you and getting your insight.
Thank you and have a great morning.
You too. Ted Lina, debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.